Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Okay, welcome to a Wednesday edition of the podcast. Today we're going to talk about recent news about the Man of Steel sequel. For those of you who don't know, Man of Steel obviously came out in 2013, Batman v Superman this past March, and it was sort of Man of Steel 2, sort of not. But there's going to come up with a new Superman standalone. This was originally reported by Humberto Gonzalez of The Wrap, and it was recently confirmed by Henry Cavill's agent, Danny Garcia, who, fun fact, is also The Rock's agent and ex-wife. So today we're going to talk about that news and what we kind of want to see from Man of Steel 2. What's your initial reaction to that news, Zach?
Well, obviously, Superman is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, superheroes. So any movie where I get to see Superman, I'll be there day one watching it in IMAX if possible. Yeah, this is just, I mean, there's no bad news about the movie coming out. That being said, I have no idea when they're going to do this because their schedule is absolutely jam-packed. And
yeah,
so obviously, they're going to bring him back in Justice League because he's quote unquote dead right now. So I don't know.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Maybe we should start doing spoiler alerts. So they're going to bring him back in Justice League. But then I don't know what they're going to do in that. If they're going to do something in there to set him up for the solo movie, or if it's just going to kind of come out of nowhere and just be its own sort of self-contained thing. Obviously, it's going to tie in a little bit, but
right.
I don't know if they're going to set up that story in Justice League.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect so, just because they're about done with Justice League. Right. And as far as we know, there's no director, no writer, no anything attached to this, and obviously not a release date. So I would guess at the earliest we would see this would be 2019 and probably more likely 2020. I know the next available date is 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is something available in 2018, but I'm guessing that's going to Batman. Because that actually has a script and a director and a growing cast. So, yeah, I would guess it would be 2019. Is there anybody, you know, any names you would like to see as directors? Or
yeah, George Miller is one that comes up a lot. And have you seen Fury Road, Mad Max Fury
yes.
Road? Okay.
Yes, I have.
So, it's an amazing looking movie. There's not really a story. It's basically like a 2-hour car chase.
Yeah.
And so he wouldn't be writing this movie. So I think with a good story, he could make an amazing looking Superman movie while respecting the story too.
Yeah. And you know, I don't think he would not do a Superman movie in the style of Mad Max. He's done different kinds of movies, and he's said in the past that the Mad Max movies are basically silent movies that happen to have some words in them.
Right.
So I think a Superman movie would be much different if he did it, but I'm not sure if, you know, that's something he'd be interested or not. He was rumored a couple of years ago, but he came out and denied that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tough to say if he would be interested or not.
Yeah. As long as they're not filming in Australia, because he's like 77 years old and he was flying like 14 hours every weekend to get to Australia for that.
Yeah.
So just don't make that guy do that again.
Yeah.
he could go the other way and like make it like Babe or Happy Feet, you know.
Oh yeah, he could do anything. And you know, he's a popular name among DC fans because he was officially doing the Justice League movie back in 2008 before it got canceled.
Right. Yeah, he's one of the names that if they announced it right now, I don't think there would be anybody that'd be like, "Man, shouldn't have picked George Miller."
Right. Right.
I do have one other person, Brad Bird, who did The Incredibles and Tomorrowland. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
Okay, so it's a movie that suffers from not having that great of a story, but once again, it's absolutely beautiful to look at, and the parts of the story that are good are really, really good. It's just that there's some stupid parts to it. But the best part about that movie, I think, is that it's a kid's movie, but there are some serious, serious dark themes and issues that they deal with, and he does that in a very good way without making the entire movie seem like a complete downer, which is a complaint that some people might have about some of the recent DC movies. So
Yeah.
I think he has that ability to balance the dark and the lighthearted without making it come off as cheesy and no stakes.
Yeah. Another name that's been pretty popular is J.J. Abrams. He's obviously dealt with a lot of sci-fi. He's came in and worked with already existing franchises in Star Wars and Star Trek. So he's sort of proven he can obviously handle a big budget movie and fit within an existing universe. So I actually think he would be a pretty good name. And I know he wrote a Superman script back in, I think it was 2003, Superman Flyby, which was kind of a weird movie. Mm-hmm. If you've read the script, there were some crazy Superman ideas, but it might have been a good movie at the time. That was before Superman Returns came out and everything. So I think he would be a good name. Is there anybody you're looking for in terms of like characters, either heroes or villains, that you would like to see introduced?
Yeah. Villains. My number one would be Brainiac. I loved his storyline in Smallville. And with what they've done in Man of Steel and Justice League, he would make perfect sense for them to bring out.
Yeah, if I had to choose one villain, it would probably be Brainiac. Mm-hmm. It could be a little tricky now with Superman existing in a world with the Justice League. So, because Brainiac is one of the villains who could be big enough that would require the whole Justice League. So it's kind of tricky with Superman. It's got to be a big threat, like a world-ending threat for it to be a serious threat for Superman, but it also can't be too big where you would need the whole Justice League. So that's where it's kind of tricky. I know Zack Snyder had said before they brought Batman in to Batman v Superman, he talked about Metallo being the villain. Mm-hmm. I don't think they would do that now just because it would be kind of like, you know, Batman, because it's a man in a metal suit with kryptonite. So I think it would be kind of redundant. I'd guess that Lex Luthor would be involved somehow. I don't know how. You know, he's currently in jail, spoilers, but Jesse Eisenberg has confirmed that he is going to be in Justice League. So whether they visit him in the jail or he breaks out or what, I think we'll be seeing more of him.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I would love to see Lex Luthor in the Man of Steel too, but it is all going to depend on how they use him in Justice Leagues, I think.
Yeah. And I don't think he'll have a big role in Justice League, but I think he'll have an important role, obviously, because he probably knows more about Steppenwolf and the New Gods than anybody. So,
yeah. Something else I would love to see in a big budget movie sometime is Bizarro, but I don't know if that can actually happen in this. I don't think they would do that in their second movie, but like maybe their third or fourth movie.
Yeah, Bizarro is sort of if they go with the goofier versions of him, it might be tough to pull off on screen. I think it would be a lot of fun, but I don't know if there's a good way to do it. I think there is, but that would be tricky.
Yeah.
Any like supporting Superman heroes you would like to see in that? Either, I know there's Supergirl, Superboy, Steel. They could just bring Shaq as Steel from the 1997 movie. Just bring that into the universe. Nobody would care, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Superman is, he's so powerful enough by himself that it's like you said, like if the villain he's up against is powerful enough that he needs more people, then why wouldn't he just call the Justice League? Like what one random other person? So if they did bring somebody in, I think he hit the nail on the head, like somebody from his family or a Superboy, a Supergirl, maybe a Super Pup, whatever.
Crypto, yeah.
Yeah. But if they did bring somebody in, it would be kind of like a young version of that person to introduce them, to maybe set them up for their next solo film.
Right.
Kind of like the little cameos they did in Batman versus Superman. So, but I don't know off the top of my head which character I would like to see them do that with.
Yeah, I would guess with there being a Supergirl show, they probably wouldn't bring in Supergirl.
Yeah.
I know she was in the Man of Steel prequel comic, which I haven't read, but so they have referenced her before. But yeah, I don't know. And in terms of other Justice League characters, I don't, maybe, I mean, it doesn't really make sense to bring in the other ones. Obviously, that's depends on the story. They could always find a way to involve any of them, really. But I don't know how they would do that without with as much as we know now.
Well, actually, what they should do is, so going back, if they do Brainiac, then they should have Legion come from the future and have there Cosmic Boy and Lightning Lad, and then like good Brainiac.
Yeah, good Brainiac from the future.
Right.
That's one way to do it. That's actually one supporting characters that they could bring in. I know Jeff Johns, who's been in charge now, is a big fan of the Legion. He actually did the Legion episode on Smallville. He wrote that. So,
oh, I didn't know that. Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if he did bring them in, because I know he's a big fan of them.
That would be awesome.
All right. Well, I think that's all we've got to talk about for the Man of Steel sequel today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.